Holy and gracious God, we thank you for this day. We ask that my words be the words that you would have us hear and put to our hearts so that we can glorify you in all that we say, all that we do, and who that we are. Amen. I am A.J. Mildenberg. I am the pastor of children and families here at Carmel UMC. I have been on my own this week because senior person on staff, full-time staff person that's here because everybody else has abandoned me. Scott, you know, didn't have much choice, and Patty's in Africa. But I'd like to start out today by asking if you are a veteran, would you please rise so that we can acknowledge you? Now, if you guys would stay standing, if you have a mother or father who is a veteran, would you please rise? Let's acknowledge them. Thank you very much. A couple had been married 20 years when they went to the wedding of a close friend's daughter, and during the ring exchange ceremony, the husband started to cry. The wife, surprised by her husband's emotional outburst, said, "I didn't realize that you had such deep feelings about your friend's happiness." The husband replied, "20 years ago, your father threatened me that if I don't marry you, he would put me behind bars for 20 years. And I realize if I had just gone to jail, I'd be a free man now." What does freedom mean to you? What mental picture do you have when I say the word freedom? Do you think of the 4th of July, or do you think of picnics with family? Do you think of fireworks? Do you think of the man painted with his face blue, yelling really loud? Do you think of a person getting out of prison, or do you think the shackles coming off somebody who has been in bondage? Freedom takes on new meaning as we go through life for the different stages. For the third grader, freedom is summer vacation away from school. There's no homework. There's nothing to study. It's just time for fun. For the 16-year-old, freedom is having your driver's license and being able to drive for the first time on your own. How many of you can still remember that feeling of freedom as you cruise down the road for the first time by yourself? Might have been freedom for the child. I tell you, as a mom of three, it is not freedom for mom, because we are enslaved with worry. For the college student, freedom is being able to determine for yourself what time you want to come in, what time you go to sleep, how you sleep in, or even if you want to skip class. For this 58-year-old woman, it might be an empty nest. Haven't had it yet, but I'm hoping that someday. So I'm thinking about what I'm going to act like when I finally do have that empty nest, and maybe I'll stay up till 1 o'clock watching Hallmark movies and eating whatever I want in the house and not having it gone because the kids have already eaten it. Freedom has different meanings for different people, and perhaps the best definition of freedom that I can offer is simply this: freedom is the opportunity to make a choice. We enjoy having choices. Think about this statement: life is the sum total of all of your choices. Every day we make choices. You made a choice of what you were going to wear today, if you were going to come to church, which casserole you were going to eat, and which one you were going to vote for. Some choices have only limited effect, while others may affect the course of our entire lives and even the lives of others. I often talk to my kids about how their choices could affect their whole life and not just a little part of what they were doing today. Because I think it's so hard when we're younger that we can't see the full picture. And so we think, oh, I'm going to do this, and it's just today. But if we eat chocolate every day and an abundance of chocolate every day, it will affect the rest of our lives. Galatians 3:13 says, "You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free. But do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command: love your neighbor as yourself. If you bite and devour each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. So I say, walk by the Spirit. Why would Paul tell the church at Galatia that they were called to be free? And there's two common theological beliefs about what Paul is discussing. Number one is that Paul is trying to express that we Christians do not live under the old laws. Even though God gave Moses 10 commandments, at that time of Jesus, there were over 600 rules that went with them according to the religious leaders of the day. Many of those rules were not things that we could even imagine. They were very nitpicky about the different things that people were doing. So one of the rules said that you weren't allowed to work on the Sabbath because you were to keep the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Well, there were certain things that you could do, but there were certain other things you couldn't do. You could not tie a rope to a bucket to put it down to the well to get water, but you could tie your girdle. So what people would do is take one end of their girdle and tie it to the bucket and the other end of the girdle and tie it to the rope, and then they would drop it down the water in the well and they'd say, well, we're not breaking any laws. So they would find ways to go around the law. So it was very difficult to be able to figure out what was rules and what weren't. Many of the first followers of Jesus were Jews. So trying to navigate their way through all these Jewish ceremonies.